Greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark. And yesterday we started our topic, which is a topic that is about reality in our Christianity. And yesterday we looked at what happened on 9/11, since yesterday was 9/11, and we looked at what happened on 9/11 with the destruction of the World Trade Center and various other things, so much devastation, so much horrible disaster and terrorism. But we looked at it in the light of judgment coming to this earth, and we read out of 2 Peter chapter 3, and we're going to look at that again here today. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 says, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night." The day of the Lord is going to come. It says earlier in that chapter that people who are scoffers are saying, where is the promise of his coming? And, you know, people, Christians, have been saying that the Lord is coming back again. But they forget that God's judgment did fall upon this country at one, or this world at one time, in bringing a flood to the world. But the next time, it's not going to be a flood, but it's going to be by fire. And this is the day of the Lord. It's going to come as a thief in the night. People aren't going to be ready for it. They will think everything is fine. They'll be saying peace, peace, where there is no peace. And it says, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. And that's what happened to the Twin Towers that day. They were hit by those planes loaded with airplane fuel, and it burnt, and it got very hot, and those buildings just collapsed. And this is what's going to happen in the day of the Lord, but it's going to be on a worldwide scale, where there'll be fervent heat, and the earth and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Verse 11, though, it says, "Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness?" So what we looked at yesterday is, this is what's being presented to us before this destruction comes. The day of the Lord will come, but before the day of the Lord is come, which is right now, in the sound of my voice, the day of the Lord hasn't come yet. But it's putting the emphasis on us. What are we going to do so that we can be ready, so that we can be actually looking for and hastening unto the day of the Lord? We'll be earnestly looking for that day instead of being fearful of that day when it comes. And we also looked at verse 14. It says, "Beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless." Are we diligent? Are you diligent in your Christian walk? Are you making strides? Are you putting energy into your Christian walk? Or is it just something you kind of, you know, think is everything will be fine, and but are you diligent in it? And then also we looked at verse 17. "You therefore, beloved, seeing that you know these things, beware." The word beware means beware. Or don't be deceived, lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. So three times in these few verses, it gives us warning what we can do, how we can prepare for the time when the day of the Lord will come. Well, we are living in troubled times. God's judgment will come to this country and to this world. The day of the Lord will come. Will you be ready? Are you diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless? Troubled times. Yes, there's wars and rumors of wars. More people are displaced from their homes than at any other time in history. Sin is abounding. Police shootings, innocent people being killed, legalized homosexuality. Around 4,000 babies being aborted in the U.S. every day. There's been approximately 57 million legal abortions since 1973. 57 million legal abortions in this country since 1973. And 37% of the women obtaining abortions identify themselves as Protestant, and 28% as Catholic. That's a huge percentage. 65% of the abortions would be professing Christians. The political system in the U.S. is very bleak, to say the least. Animal and gay rights are some of the loudest voices today. And I find it interesting how God links the worship of animals, the creature, worshiping the creation, the creature instead of the creation, instead of the creator, and how God links those, and that God will, or because of that, God will give them up unto vile affections, men with men, women with women, etc. So, that's where we're at in this country. The worship of animals, God, and not the worship of God, to a great extent, and then God giving them over to reprobate minds. Yes, we're living in very troubled times, but don't despair. God did not make a mistake when he chose you and I to be born in these times. These are exciting times to be living. We could be the last Christian churches before the Great Tribulation. What manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? This is a time for all of us to get very serious about our life as a Christian. This is not the time to be cold or lukewarm, but to be hot for the Lord. This is a time for us to shine as lights in this dark world. This is a time for us to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lusts of our flesh. This is a time to draw close to God, and he will draw close to us. This is a time to call upon God and walk with our God. Judgment Day is coming, and Jesus Christ is coming back for his spotless bride. Well, God bless you today. Thanks for calling in. And Lord willing, we'll continue this topic tomorrow. God bless you.